Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Waking Dublin up.
In the morning.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Wake up.
With Jim Jam, Crossy and Zainab.
You're going to ruin everyone's Friday by saying space ghetto.
Space ghetto. So I hopefully won't, right? Basically, a few weeks ago, I was telling everybody how Mel B was on TV and people were saying, like, you know, we need happiness, we need empowerment back in our lives. Basically, we need the Spice Girls. What's going on, Mel B? So Mel B told us, as a collective, right, she said, to mark the 30th anniversary of Spice Girls, that it looks like something might happen. She was like, we're definitely going to do something. I'm probably going to get told off for saying this, but there you go. We might be announcing something soon. Yada, yada, for the 30-year anniversary. Yeah. So everybody was kind of like, okay, Mel B, she's putting herself out there. Here we go. Now, people are saying that there could be an issue.
Oh, why?
Because Mel B is after going on, you know, Olivia Attwood. She was on Love Island and she's, I think, sometimes a loose woman. Loose women. So she was on her podcast talking about Jerry, aka.
Oh no, because there's loads Ginger. Of bits going on with Jerry at the minute, isn't there?
Yes. Now she wasn't going after her personal life, but she was coming after her age. Okay. So in a cheeky dig, Mel B insisted Jerry, who actually turned 51 in August, must be older than she claims.
Oh, we all have a friend like that. Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, she said, Jerry has never let anyone check her date of birth officially. So she was like, she claims that she had a 50th birthday, but I don't believe her. So now everybody's going, Mel B, just please stop talking. Like, we want this reunion to happen.
I would presume if anything does happen, it's going to be Glastonbury. But oh. They've already announced all the Glastonbury bits, so it's not going to happen. Unless there's like maybe a Hyde Park gig, maybe.
Could they do it? Like, could they do a late reveal? Would it happen?
I think if nothing happens next month, that's
then it's not happening.
Yeah, it's not happening. Like, I don't think there's anything else coming up. If they don't announce it next month, I think that's the cutoff for the summer.
But you know what? I don't know. See, they're very classy ladies now, you know. They're classy ladies.
The Spice Girls.
The Spice Kettles.
Well, which Spice Girls are you following?
News just did. I think they're classy. And I feel like they wouldn't do a Hyde Park. They wouldn't do anything. I feel they'd do a Royal Albert Hall. Could you see? Like, you know the way in like Spice Girls the movie?
Oh yeah, maybe, like, and they'd probably tie into that.
Something like that.
Yeah, you're probably right. Well, your one was on, Mel B was on The Late Late Show last week with Paddy Keelty.
Huh?
Yeah, she was on with Paddy Keelty last week.
That.
Did you miss that?
Yeah.
And then she was on with Nicola Coughlan as well. It was actually not a bad show.
Did they ask her about Spice Girls?
Yeah, they did, yeah. And I think she kind of danced around it as well.
I just hope that she's not dangling this. I just don't like being lied to.
Has she anything to sell at the minute?
I don't.
Is there a book coming out, or has she got a book?
Maybe. She's been doing a lot on TikTok recently.
So she's probably, what's the one thing people want to talk about? It's Spice Girls.
Oh no.
So we're asking you, who's working today? Who's in? What's going on? So I went, we had the Godzilla premiere last night.
Oh yeah.
Godzilla X Kong, set in cinemas from today. And the premiere last night, was hosting it. And my friend was working at it. So I says, I'm going to leave the car here. Mm-hmm. And we'll go for a couple.
Yes.
And we ended up going to Slattery's in Beggar's Bush. Over by the Aviva.
Oh yeah,
there's a couple
okay.
there, and always drink responsibly. But then I was like, my car's here, so my other half, they're only lying.
Oh, Crossy,
they're only lying for the whole week. It's today, and I went,
No, you didn't.
Is there any chance to bring me to work? I'm not paying 20 quid in a taxi.
Wait, did you wake him up this morning?
You told him this morning. To the door. Yeah, yeah. And like, I wasn't home late. Like, I was home at like 9:30, 9:45. But
You didn't have the car, so you're
I didn't have the car, so I was like, the car's parked downstairs. So anyway, you had something similar going on, but probably more kind of relaxing.
So when I woke up this morning, the dog usually is like, oh my God, hi, good morning, waggy tail and all that. Whereas today he literally jumped, my alarm went off, he jumped in beside me and then did a...
Why are you going to work?
Yeah, and like a real, like, even Trevor on the other side just turned like nicely in the duvet and was like, nyum, 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 nyum. And I was like, get out. So I had, maybe it was a little bit bitter getting out to bed, but it's so bright out.
It's gorgeous
out
this morning.
It's so nice out.
That's the one thing about this morning. It's absolutely beautiful out there.
We can be like, did you see the sunrise, guys? Did you see the sunrise?
That's what I kept, when we were driving in this morning. I was like, look, you wouldn't have seen the sunrise.
He's like,
it did not go down well at all. But anyway, there's loads of people, and do you know what I'm saying? I know there's loads of people listening right now, and you're going to be working this weekend. I'm on call this weekend, so if someone calls on sick in FM 104,
you'll be in
from 7 p.m. today till midnight Monday. I'm going to be in. So I am praying that nobody calls in sick on FM 104.
No.
I'm looking at Kieran. I'm looking at Mikey. I'm looking at Enya. I'm looking at Al. I'm looking at...
Eyeing them all
up.
Oh,
God. I was like, lads, do not be sick this weekend. I'm looking at Sean as well.
If anyone sniffs, you're going, uh-oh.
Yeah. So if you hear me on this weekend, someone's called in sick. There's loads more. Someone's driving a lorry in Slane. Oh, Gareth, good morning, Gareth.
Morning, and Una, good morning to you. 13-hour shift ahead of her. But loving that there's no traffic. Yes, positivity.
Teen is working. She's just in work now. Someone has a 13-hour shift. Who else have we got? 087-6797-104. Let us know. But then someone messaging from Valencia.
I know. A beautiful picture of
Michael.
Their front garden. Wow. And that sun. We have nice sun, but their sun looks warm.
Your sun has heat.
He's coming from it.
Lads, I'm working for Guinness, so you can imagine we are out the door. Fair Good play, day. Doing God's work, Kevin. Doing God's work.
Good morning, Dublin.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Come on, get up. With Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
So I was out with my friend last night. I need to ask you all a question, a personal question, all right?
Oh.
Personal.
Oh.
About your nicks and your jocks. And
yes.
So I'm going to put my hand up and say that I'm a Penny's Finest man.
Oh yeah, okay. For when it comes to undies.
Undies, Penny's Finest.
Yeah.
What are you?
I used to be a Penny's Finest. Now I'm at Dunay's Boutique.
Okay, so still, you're still on the what? Penny's,
yeah.
Dunn's,
yeah.
M&S.
Exactly. Actually, for the likes of bras and stuff.
Now, are bras expensive?
So there's a few. So if I'm getting...
Sorry,
like,
lads, if you're getting uncomfortable
apologies.
Over this, I'm going to do take one for the team here.
I'm just educating everybody, right? So for some of the, like, just like for a handy bra.
Want,
just a handy bra, right? I just run to Penny's, grab it. I'm like, grand, perfect. That's going to do for that one dress that I have. You usually have like a certain bra for a certain top or a certain dress.
Okay.
But then sometimes I would go to M&S for... the bras.
A posh bra
because they measure you and all that.
Oh, your boob,
yeah,
your boobage.
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew that.
Because they're like, that's not the right size for you, and they give out but they give out to you for the right reasons, because you're there wearing something that's not supposed to, and in the long run it's not right for you.
Now, you could buy 3 pairs of jocks for about 15 quid in the likes of Penny's, or
yes.
could be cheaper or whatever.
Whereas you're not.
Are we talking a lot more money in other places for
yeah.
girls? Like,
oh, like
knickers?
Oh, it can be a lot. Like when I was a student and I worked in Harrods, they had me working in the lingerie section in Harrods.
Oh,
right?
I say they cost a bomb.
It was mental. Mental money for like literally undies.
A two-piece.
Not even, you wouldn't even get, you'd be spending hundreds on one little bra.
What?
One little bra with hardly any fabric.
Okay.
Mad.
This is, there's a reason why we're walking down this awkward chat, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that I have never, I think there's a waste, how do I put it? I can't give money to posh boxers.
Okay.
Because no one will see them. Right? 087-6797-104. Does anyone else feel this? But I was given a voucher at Christmas.
Yeah.
And I went in and I saw a pair of Calvin Kleins.
Yes.
And it was 30 quid for 2 pairs.
30 quid for 2.
And I was given out going, 30 quid for 2 pairs of jocks that no one can see.
Oh wait, where was this voucher? What was this for, one of the posh shops?
It was in, yeah, Brown Thomas.
Okay.
It was a Christmas for Brown Thomas, right?
Yeah.
And I, again, went in there and they were on sale.
Yes.
And I got a pair. I think it was a 30, 35 euro, whatever it was. That's,
it's mad.
There's no looking back though. They're very comfortable.
Oh, are they?
And they're very airy and they're very stretchy and they look the part. And you know, sometimes when your arse comes out and, you know, the t-shirt goes up and...
Yeah, and someone gets a little peek of a Calvin.
I was in a place last night because I text Zainab. I went out with my friend Glenn yesterday and I text Zainab and I says, someone walked past me in the bar and says, nice Calvins.
You like, were like, we need to talk about this tomorrow.
I was talking to him going, does she just see her butt? I was like, oh, my t-shirt, I need to pull it down.
Like, if you're going to be, right, if you're going to be wearing stuff like that, you want to get, you want to make sure people know. I feel like if you're from, I feel like if you're used to that kind of a lifestyle, you're like, nobody needs to see it. But if you're like us, you want to be, literally, you're going in front of the mirror going, ooh.
Yeah, because you see lads in gyms and they're all going around with their Calvins and all that. And I never understand, I just never understand this. And now I do, because there's actual comfort to it than
yeah.
anything else.
I just remember, like with pocket money, right, going and buying like one pair, like one single pair of Calvin Klein undies, because it was such, because it was such a big thing.
Yeah.
I thought, nobody ever.
No one sees them by your significant other or whatever.
Exactly.
Someone just says, Crossy, I'd say you're a vision. No, I don't think so.
I'd say you are.
40 euro for decent bras and marks. Flopping, stopping, as my dad calls them.
I get it. They're handy. They're GoPros.
Tesco jocks all the way. The posh ones last much, much longer. Pennies for day to day. I have some brand names for special days that are rarely worn.
Oh, and someone said M&M Direct or Boohoo Man is great for the jocks. Great deals. Decent quality brand, by the way. What to say?
Dennis just says, nothing wrong with a with comfort. Better than corporation jocks.
Corporation jocks?
So they must be the ones that I always wear, which are the pennies ones. And I see nothing wrong with them. I think they're great. Anyway.
As long as they're comfortable. Well, actually, I can't even speak from a point of view, because for women, we don't wear undies for comfort. Just saying.
I'm getting awkward.
Next song.
This is Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104.
Few WhatsApp come in. Someone said, between the got it from my dad and the last conversation, seeing a side of Zainab that I didn't really expect to be seeing. And somebody else said, ah lads, Zainab's derriere last week, Crossy's this week. Are we getting Jim's next week?
Here's hoping.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Ince 2 Grand.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Playing FM104's Ince 2 Grand this morning is Chloe. Good morning, Chloe. And Chloe has just hung up on us.
No,
here we go,
Chloe.
Again. Let's try it again.
Come back. Jack. Don't let go, Jack.
A nation holds its breath. Is Chloe chickening out?
Chloe, dun, dun, dun. Can you hear me?
Hello, Chloe. You're there.
Yeah.
Oh, that was close. We thought
you were going to just say, no, I've chickened out. I'm out of here. Where in the world are you today?
So I'm actually working in St. James's Hospital.
Amazing. What do you do there? Can you say?
So I'm a clerical officer.
Lovely. The canteen in St. James's and the Mater is gorgeous as well. The soup's always lovely in there.
You do like a soup, Crossy.
A good soup.
You do like soup. Do you have any plans for Easter weekend? Are you going to be working or will you have some time off?
No, I have time off. I'm not back in now until Tuesday. So I'm actually going out tomorrow. I'm going to climb Bray Head. And then, yeah, just, I don't know what else I'm going to do. I've no other plans.
Chloe, that is a very live, laugh, love weekend.
If I'm ever going to see one. Bit of hummus after.
Yeah.
An oat latte. The likes.
That's brilliant. How do you usually do when you listen into Instagram?
Sorry, what was that?
How do you usually do when you listen into Instagram?
What do you mean?
Do you really well with the quiz? Do you get
lots of questions right? Or
are you a first-time listener?
Well, I just try my best.
Well, do you know what? That's the best thing for you. Try your best.
Exactly. That's all you can do. Okay, Chloe, let's get you 2,000 euro for all the hummus and hiking boots you can buy.
Here we go.
$2,000.
3, 2, 1, go.
What character in Sesame Street lives in a bin?
Oh, I don't know.
You can pass.
Pass on that one, okay? Mandarin, pass. Tangerine, and blood are types of what?
Oh, God, I don't know either.
We'll pass.
Oh, pass, I don't know.
Dún an Doras is the Irish for what?
Close the door.
True or false, Margot Robbie used to work in Subway?
False.
How many counties are there in Leinster?
7.
What country is Holyhead in? What country is Holyhead in?
Oh God. Oh, pass.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How many zeros are there in 10,000?
8.
And in the Minions movie... Oh, we've run out of time there.
Okay, Chloe.
Chloe, do you know what? It's Good Friday. Everyone's off. We're in work. It's okay. It's okay. Is there many people around you there right now that can comfort you?
2 or 3.
Okay, lovely. Good. Get the hugs off them as well. It's Friday. We're all a bit tired. Our brains are kind of going, here, are you asking me questions? Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go through these, Chloe. Okay, the character that in Sesame Street that lives in a bin is called Oscar. Mandarin, tangerine, and blood are types of oranges. You got this one right, though. Do not durst is the Irish for close the door. And this one is very surprising. Margot Robbie did actually work in Subway. So when she was a teenager, she had 3 jobs. She worked in a bar, cleaned houses, and worked in Subway all at the same time.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Good work ethic of her.
Fair play, Margot. How many counties are in Leinster? There is actually 13. And Holyhead is in Wales. And there's 5 zeros in 10,000.
So we got 7 questions today. How many did we get right?
Do we need to know?
Do you want to know, Chloe, how many you got out of 7?
Ew.
Do you want to know?
Go on.
Oh, I don't.
Okay, well, say... Let's say.
Go on.
Chloe, you got 1.
1 right today out of 7. It's okay, Chloe. That's all right.
It's okay. You did your best.
You are climbing Bray Head tomorrow. You are living your best life.
Yeah, you're achieving more than we are. I'm barely walking this week if I can help it. Oh, sorry, there's 4
and there's 4 zeros in 10,000.
Sorry, my bad, I read it wrong.
I made that wrong. There's sorry, 4 zeros in 10,000. Chloe, you've redeemed yourself. You've got 2 right today, yeah?
Yes.
2 right today. Are we all good? Chloe, have a great weekend, all right?
Thank you, you too.
Bye.
And say hello to everybody in St. James.
Please do.
All right. I know the lads to be listening to us up there. Thanks very much.
See ya. I lied as well. She still only got 1 right.
Oh, did she? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I won't say how many. It's fine. It's grand. We're all live, laugh, loving.
Someone just said she's still just
I know, one. I know. I was like, while we have her, let's just make it nice and light. But yeah, she still only got 1.
I kind of feel like we're in a little group today, aren't we? We're the ones that are here and we're the ones that are just getting on with business today.
I feel like whatever happens today, it's all a secret just between us.
A mixture of sunny spells and scattered showers this afternoon. There's even a chance of some hail. Top temperatures of 12 degrees. Right now it's 9.
Oh. We're holding you to that because Hazel yesterday said it was going to be snowing and it was the nicest day of the year.
Don't shoot the messenger, my God.
Sarah Jane will be coming for you.
Zayda will give you the nits.
Thanks, geez. Stay away from me.
This is FM 104.
Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Waking up, waking up.
With Jim Jim, Crossy and Zaynab.
I feel like when you get slagged off like that, I think we're officially friends, Crossy. Is this it? Am I officially a good friend? Hello.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock at FM 104. Ella Henderson, good morning. How are you today?
Morning. Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Doing really good. I am so excited that not only are we talking to you, but we are talking to you about your song Alibi featuring one of my absolute favourites, Rudimental.
Yeah, I mean, this song is like crazy, right? It's just kind of formed out of such an accidental scenario. I mean, last year I was writing for my own project and it happened at the very end of the day. I was with some of my favourite producers and writers, and one of them being Ruth Ann, actually, is from Ireland.
Yes, one of our very own.
Yeah, I love Ruth Ann. And we was actually listening to Coolio's Gangster's Paradise and I started humming some melodies over it and everyone was like, what's that? And I was like, oh, I don't know, I'm just singing some stuff. And that's kind of where it was formed from. And I think it was just really fun to take such a classic legendary record and just have a play. And like, I kind of spun this whole narrative of something that's happened to me in the past and kind of turned it into a bit of like my revenge song. And it just feels so empowering, I think, lyrically, of what I'm speaking about and coming into my own. And definitely like standing up for myself and standing for no nonsense. And it's just been wild, you know. I think when I wrote it, I knew like I loved it.
Ruth Ann is a legend, like too little too late.
Oh, stop.
One of the best songs in 20 years, isn't
it? Yeah. I mean, I've got to say, there was a lot of female strong energy in the room at the time of this song. It was so much fun to do with her and another writer, Olivia and Megan, who I write a lot of my dance stuff with as well. Like, it's, I think the four of us together were just kind of like, we're completely eating up this guy.
And here, Ella, the first time I ever saw you perform live was in Dublin in the Three Olympia, and you were performing, basically, my friend Torian plays sax in Rudimental, and I told him that I was going to be talking to you today, and he was like, Ella, she's well sound, like, you know, you're having a great time with Ella. But what I want to know is, how brilliant is it? Like, obviously, I know that you're back doing the song with Rudimental. Does that mean that we could be getting you going around with them again and touring this song?
Do you know what? I would love to get back up this summer. I think this summer I've got so many shows and so Rudimental that it's inevitable. It has to happen.
Well, look, your brand new track, it's deadly. It's definitely going to be that bank holiday feels when people hear it. Thanks very much for joining us today.
No, thank you. Thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Cowboy Carter was released last night, the brand new album.
Happy release day to Beyonce. 27 tracks, 80 minutes long and full of incredible vocals. Like, this is going, I feel like we're going back to like the Beyonce that we fell in love with at the start.
You're so right. Apparently she was going to release this before COVID.
Oh, right.
And then kept it. She was like, oh no, let's wait for a while, get people on the dance floors, get them dancing. And that's why it took, what, 6 years to release it?
Yeah, 6 years in the making. So it was, well, I feel like it was worth the wait. You've got some of those dance floor fillers. There's maybe two or three on the whole album, but the rest is all beautiful.
Yes, there's a couple of collabs.
Post Malone. You've got her daughter, Rumi, is on it.
Rumi's in it. Here's a tiny bit of Jolene.
Jolene, I'm warning you, woman, find you your own man.
So she's changed a few words to talk about that lady and
Becky
Jay-Z.
With the good hair. Mm-hmm.
Goddamn, Becky with the good hair.
From Louisiana.
We asked this earlier on, right? What do you think of her new music? I'm really liking the fact that you can hear her sing.
Same. I actually, it's been a long, long while since I've wanted to listen to one of her albums from start to finish, but I actually think I might.
One of the biggest shocks was that she's teamed up with Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
It's called, it's like, you know, everything is two, like Renaissance two, so yeah, whatever that those two letters are.
What's it, the Roman numerals?
Roman numerals.
Yes.
This is called Most Wanted.
Whoa, I'll be with your Miley. Shotgun rider till the day I die.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Making waves in the wind with my empty hand.
That's going to be played in bars in Ireland now.
Been a while since I haven't tried to pull away. But it's time for something new. Came out of nowhere, didn't give no warning. Pedal so heavy like the two.
Yes.
Like their voices together.
Oh my God, like butter. Like butter.
And the connection with Dolly being Miley.
Oh, Miley Cyrus's godmother.
I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die.
I feel like she's given a new kind of take on country. It's not pure country, yeah, but there's a lot of, there's a strong nod to it. With
Where's
a bit
Shania?
Of R&B. Where is Shania? Sorry, where is Lady Gaga? We all thought she was going to be on the album.
Lady Gaga lied to us.
She lied to us.
Anyway, Cowboy Carter, it's out right now. It's pretty cool. And the little talky bits in between it all is really nice
as well. Oh yeah, with Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson.
Yeah, Willie Nelson was really
country,
weird.
Yeah, very country.
Cowboy Random. Carter.
Well done, Beyonce.
So where I'm from, Carter,
yeah,
is pronounced Kiata.
Oh, so it's Cowboy Carter.
So I text my friend earlier on, yeah, and I was like, I can't, every time I say cowboy, I have to go Carter.
Oh, you have to go American for it?
No, yeah, just because I'm afraid the Kiata is going to come out.
Go on, what's
so
the name
Cowboy
of this
Kiata. And I know I'm going to do it, and I just keep in my head going, Cowboy Car. So if you hear me going car, as
car,
in posh D4 car.
Yeah.
It's because I'm afraid to say Cowboy Kiata.
I really hope that you have to do an interview with Beyonce and be like, congratulations on Cowboy Kiata.
Cowboy Kiata. 7 foot 4 strawberry alarm clock. Someone just said, are you being paid to promote her album? Sick of hearing about it already.
First of all, I wish we were getting paid.
I wish.
We have to talk about it. It's such a big moment.
Album today.
And also, we have never shied away from the fact that we were not fans of her, of Renaissance. We love a couple of songs from it, but as an album, we were like, what's going on here now? What's happening?
Bar this new album, she wrecks my head.
you've also never shied away about
that
as well.
I've said it on her quite a bit.
Yeah.
She talks down to the world, I find, every time.
And a lot of her songs are like, and we're like, just sing, please.
But if Sony Music wants to pay us to promote that album, I am
Hello.
Here and ready for it.
Hello.
It is the Strawberries. It's FM 104.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai. Test drive the Hyundai Ioniq 5 now at Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange.
So Zainab, Renegade Nell is on Disney Plus right now, okay? Louisa Harland, she's Orla from Derry Girls. Nick Mohammed, who's Nathan from Ted Lasso,
yes,
are in it. Adrian Lester's in it.
Is this like a sci-fi?
No, it's based in 1705 in England.
Oh.
Nell, Renegade Nell, who is Louisa Harland, has been framed for something she didn't do.
Okay.
And it's real kind of country and western.
Oh.
But when you see Louisa Harland, like from Orla and Derry Girls to this, like she's the lead. She's incredible in it.
We love to see that, especially when it comes to something big like Disney as well.
And it's juicy, you know, like, so, you know, you're watching something for the family. It's got stuff for the adults. It's got stuff for the kids. It's all on Disney Plus now. But I caught up with the gang the other day and I spoke to them about binge watching. And just listen to Louisa being proper Irish, bringing in the old Good Friday.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. I didn't know until today, actually, that, because it's all dropping at the same time. It's all,
it
dropping,
is all dropping,
so people can binge it, which is...
it's Good Friday.
Ah, yeah. So, yeah, people are going to be watching it over the Easter weekend for sure.
Yeah.
Louisa, I love how Good Friday, you're just straight in, you know, it's a day off in Ireland.
You're very alienated here.
He was just like, FM 10, and I was like, don't worry.
I've got this.
I love that she was like, we're in good company, FM 104, know them well, this is going to be a walk in the park.
Nick Mohammed's Instagram and Twitter is him standing beside a poster of Renegade Nell. And I asked, is it weird, you know, seeing posters of yourself everywhere? And a big up to the Lewis Bilali when you hear this.
Nick, I saw you tweeted something the other day. It was a picture of the promo. Does that ever get weird when you're walking down the street and seeing shows that you've worked on actually?
You know, oh, yeah. It was. Yeah, we were actually in Richmond. And the reason why I took it there was that I remember there was a Ted Lasso poster that was there. And I had a picture taken in front of it. So my wife was like, you should go stand it. Look, it's ready to go now. But the weirdest thing was, like, there were people just sort of stood in front of it for ages. And we didn't want to make a fuss about moving people out of the way. So I had to wait until they got on the bus before I was like, hey, I'm like in this. And but yeah, no, it never gets normal. That I'm always like, oh, like that. Yeah,
my friend just sent me one. I think a big poster is at Bilali Lewis stop, which was my Lewis stop. So
that's, yeah, I heard, I don't know if this is true, that marketing people often put them close to where you live, where the actors live, so the actors think, oh, they must be everywhere. But actually, you're just seeing the one close to where you live.
Oh, yeah,
and you just
true,
sort of extrapolate
true.
From that. We will find out later.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what, Nick? You need to come to Bilali Lewis stop. You know, it is one probably
you're
the best Lewis stop for someone.
Oh, okay.
Did you say that's probably one of the best Lewis stops?
Yeah, Bilali's a good one because, you know, you can get off there at Dundrum.
In fairness.
You can do what you need to do.
Yeah, there was always the one that you'd get off when you're going to the shopping centre.
Every single time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Renegade Nell is on Disney+. Plus. Give it a go. Have a look at it. And Louisa, come on, Ireland. Come on, Dublin. Yeah. She's great. This is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104. And that is nearly it for us for this week.
I know. Easter is coming. And I saw this word, okay? You know the way there's some words in different languages that can mean a huge, like a lot of things. And they just really hit the nail on the head. Like, you know, Schadenfreude in German is like...
Oh, yeah. I just learned that from The Simpsons.
Well, yeah. And it's basically, it's like you get pleasure in other people's misery, right? This one is going to be right up our street for this weekend, okay? This is in Japanese. So this is a word. It is pronounced... Kuchi sabishi. And that means when you're not hungry, but you eat because your mouth is lonely.
I can hard relate to that one.
Yes,
very much.
Very relatable. So if anybody is saying, are you overeating that Easter egg? Are you eating too much? Just say, Kuchi sabishi.
I'll be using that quite a bit this weekend.
I think so.
Jim. Nice to meet you.
I'm one of your smallest in height fans, but bigger in other respects.
Up the flats, Barry.
Up the flats, Chrissy.
Zaynab.
Yeah.
What's up? It's your boy 50 Cent, and you're now listening to Jim Crossy and Zaynab.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock
on FM 104.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.